Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to Naturally Savvy Radio. My co-host Lisa Davis is away today, so I'll be hosting the show solo. But I don't mind so much because I love our next guest, Cornell Thomas. He comes to visit us because not only is he like an amazing guy, but he's also Mr. Positivity. In fact, he's so positive that he founded a blog called powerofpositivity.net. Welcome to Naturally Savvy Radio, Cornell, because I'm really excited. We're going to be talking about looking back without moving forward today. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, Andrea, first, thank you so much for the introduction and thanks for having me. And when I talk about moving forward without looking backwards, the best analogy I can use is your car, right? So your car has a rear view mirror for a reason. And that reason is so you can see behind you. But if you drive your car looking in the rear view mirror, you're probably going to crash. And it's the same thing in life. People think that, oh, you know, just forget your past, forget your past. My past is what shaped me into who I am today, right? So you can't have your present, fulfill your present without looking back in your past. The problem is that most people live in their past, and that's when the issue arises. So it's okay to learn from your past. Your past serves as a blueprint. If you did something, if you had a mistake, if you had a failure, let down, whatever, you can use that blueprint and make sure it doesn't happen in the present. So my main thing is just look at it as your car. You're going to look at your rearview mirror just for a second, for a moment, and then you're going to keep looking forward and moving forward.
I love that, Cornell. Listen to this again. I'm going to repeat what you just said. So my past is what shaped me into who I am today. And it's okay to learn from the past, use it as a blueprint, but don't live in it. And I think that's so great because such a great quote and I think you're right. I think a lot of us, we go down memory lane. We're like, hey, remember when? And it brings back these fond memories. And in some cases, not so fond memories. But I think the key is, like you said, is moving past it and really shaping that future, right? It's creating the new memories.
100%. I had to get a new car because my wife's car almost blew up like 4 times when I was driving it. So I had to get a new car. And with all the new cars, they have Sirius Radio. So I'm listening to an oldies, quote-unquote oldie station, and Glory Days is on, right? Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce Springsteen.
It's exactly what we're talking about. He's talking about people that, are talking about high school. People say college is going to be the best 4 years of your life. And I'm like, man, that's so unfortunate. Because if college is the best 4 years of my life, I am not going to have a great, productive, awesome, amazing life. I remember eating ramen noodles and taking a lot of finals in college. Those are not the best years
God.
Of my life. That's true.
And a lot of stress and anxiety. Still years later having, dreams about not doing a test.
You kidding me? I have to go back to math. Being in math class, the best 4 years of my life? Get out of here.
That's hilarious.
I just look at it it's okay to sit back and talk about old stories and laugh and joke and blah, blah, blah. But man, take off your varsity jacket, dude. There's a whole 40, 50 years you have ahead of you to make new memories.
That's
awesome. That varsity chess club jacket, that's not working in the present, right? Put that in the closet, let it collect some dust.
So then what do you say to people then who live in the past? What are some strategies to help bring them out of it?
The first thing I say is, because I have a couple of buddies that all they tell is war stories from the past, right? And it's revisionist history.
I know.
The story, I was at the I was there, and I was like, I know that didn't happen. But, as you get older, instead of scoring one touchdown, you score 35, right? So one thing I would say is, if you're living in the past all the time, there's something in the present, right, that is not being fulfilled. You're taking time away from the present to look back in the past. So my main thing is look at today. Yesterday was great. Tomorrow is going to be awesome if we get there. But look at today. What can you do today to have the most amazing day possible? And tomorrow is not guaranteed. So really, you got to take it day by day. It's okay to have future plans and future goals. But man, how do you make today great? In New Jersey right now, it's raining in New Jersey, blah, 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 blah. But I'm going to make today great. I worked out in the morning. I have this amazing call with you. I have another meeting later. I have a basketball. I just fill my schedule with just really cool stuff. So my thing is, don't live in your past. Make the next day awesome. And if you can do that, then you're going to have a very, very cool life.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's a good point because it's true. When you, especially when you get together with old friends. Now, I know myself, I don't see old friends very often. I moved to a different city. I married, you know, somebody from the city that I live in now, and he has no ties to my former city. And when I get together with some old friends that I went to high school with or, you know, that I grew up with, we tend to just reminisce about the past. And you're right. And then you get caught up in these old memories and you're like, wow, you know, those are just like the best times. But then I think that you walk, sometimes when I walk out of there, I'm like, I really miss those days. And then I come home, but I'm like, you know what? Those were old days. Those days are done and they were great while they lasted. But my new memories, my new family, the people I have, my life now, I love my life now. And I would never want to go back to that. Right. So I think it's having that perspective of like, yes, things happened in the past. Yes, they may be good, may have been great. And, but if they're not great for you now, how can we change that? Right. What strategies can you give people to say, okay, let's get out of this rut and let's change that. Let's look at things differently so that we make our past our present memories.
Well, I'm a huge, huge, and I know you are too. I'm a huge believer in goal setting. I'm a huge believer in having a to-do list. I'm a huge believer in self-reflection, like sitting down and looking at your life, and it's not what you want. Then ask yourself this question. Why am I here? Like, what is my purpose in life? What is my mission? And when you find your purpose, the passion and everything else is rolled up to that. Like I say, the equation is, you know, passion plus purpose equals power, right? So it's finding what you're passionate about. And if you say, well, you know, I'm not passionate about anything, I'm going to call you a liar because there's something there that has that gives you a spark. You know what I mean? There's something that you're like, you know what, this is really cool. And this isn't the 40s. People create their own jobs all the time. You can create, you know, whatever job you want. There wasn't dog walkers in the 60s. You know, now you can, like, there's millionaires that walk dogs. You know, there wasn't a dog whisperer in the 60s. You know, so find out what you love. Find out what really, like, makes you happy. And then figure out a way how to do it. I'm not saying, like, quit your job today, but while you're at this job you don't like, figure out an exit strategy so you can start doing what you love. The entrepreneurs are all over the place. Be one of them. Make it happen for yourself.
No, and I think that, you know, I definitely agree with that. And I think also maybe finding the positivity in the current job that you're in, or the current situation you're in. I mean, maybe you're at a job that you're not happy about, and then you can't really leave, but maybe it's like, okay, well, you know what, today, you know, I got along well with my boss, or today that I was able to hit a goal that I hadn't before. And I think, you know, and I agree with you, definitely, you know, getting out of something that you're not happy in is a long-term goal. Absolutely. But then just recognizing the little mini positive things that happen in your daily life when you're trying to get out of it, but maybe you can't get out of it as quickly as you'd like to.
Sure. Once you plant that negative seed, right, it's going to be there for a very long time. So once you go to work and say, ah, oh, this stinks, I hate being here, blah, 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 right? Every day is going to be the same. It's going to be like Groundhog Day. You know, at some point in time, you have to say, you know what, like you said, win little battles. My boss was cool today. You know, we had an hour and a half break with someone, had a stimulating conversation. Find the little things that make your job pretty cool.
No, and I agree with you. And I think that, you know, I like your question of what's my purpose in life and what is my mission. And I know it's funny because, I mean, we're out of time today, which, I mean, Cornell, obviously, we could talk forever. But, you know, I'm just going to say it really quickly is that, you know, I'm a very passionate person. I mean, everything gets, you know, I can get super excited and, you know, I definitely have that more passionate side, but then I have my husband who's very much of the opposite. He's like, I don't know if he has that particular passion or a particular passion, but certain things make him happy or, you know, or whatever. So I like that you said, you know, if you're going to tell me that you're not passionate, I'm going to call you a liar. And I think that it's finding, you know, for even those people who aren't super passionate or over the top with emotions, everybody has something that they love or that they're passionate about. And I think it's just finding it, like you said.
100%. You can be passionate about your kids, write a kid's book. You know, like there's always something you can do. So I'm with you on that 100%.
Yeah. And I think even defining what that passion is, you know, I mean, what does passion mean? Does it mean you have to be like, oh my God, I'm so excited? Or like, hey, that's pretty cool. That's good. It makes me happy. It's what's that definition of passion, which I think might be a good topic for another show because unfortunately we're out of time for today. Cornell, I love you. I love having
you
on the show. You're awesome to talk to. And you can visit Cornell's blog. You can go to powerofpositivity.net. You can also follow him on Twitter at Cornell Thomas and on Periscope. I know he is big on Periscope. I have watched you many times, Cornell, on Periscope and even with my daughter. So please follow Cornell for amazing inspiration. I'm Andrea Donsky. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay positive and stay well.